Alma Mahler-Werfel, born in 1879, was the daughter of Emil Schindler, the leading landscape painter in Europe at the time. The Schindler home regularly hosted the leading cultural figures in Vienna, and Alma was adored by many artists early in her life. She fell deeply in love with Klimt, but her mother prevented their marriage. Around 1900, Alma began composition lessons with Alexander Zemlinsky, a young composer-conductor who also taught Schoenberg. Zemlinsky introduced her to Gustav Mahler, and Alma was smitten by this temperamental celebrity who was head of the Vienna Opera and 19 years her senior. After an extremely brief acquaintance and flirtation, they married. She largely gave up her own composing at Mahler's insistence. Shortly before his death, he regretted having done this and helped her get some of her works published. Alma said, "I buried my dream, and perhaps it was better so. I have been privileged to see the realization of my creative talent, what there was of it, in greater brains than mine. And yet, somewhere in me, a wound kept smarting." Speaking of greater brains, when Alma was in labor with their daughter, Anna, Gustav tried to relieve Alma's pains by reading Kant to her so she could concentrate on something other than her labor pains. It didn't work. Gustav Mahler's incomparably beautiful song cycle, Kinder Totenlieder, Songs on the Death of Children, was begun when he was not married. But much to Alma's distress, he completed it after becoming a father. Here is what she said about that. "Our younger child was a year old when Mahler completed the Kinder Totenlieder. Friedrich Rückert, the German romantic, had sobbed out the words on the way home from the funeral of his children. Mahler heard them in 1901 and was so moved that he intoned them as in a dream. He finished the first three at the time he started the Fifth Symphony. Then he married me, had a child he adored, and let the children's death songs rest. Now, in 1905, he composed the last three. To my mind, there was something eerie about it. In the garden, these two wonderfully gifted children were squealing with joy, and in his study, Mahler could sing of their death. I exclaimed at the time, 'For heaven's sake, don't tempt Providence.'" In 1907, Gustav and Alma's youngest daughter died of scarlet fever, the same disease that had taken Rückert's two infants. I'm going to play one of the songs from the Kinder Totenlieder now before we hear some of Alma's songs. I offer, with apology for the wear you might hear in the recording quality, my own copy of an LP with Kathleen Ferrier contralto and Bruno Walter conducting the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. I wore this record out in my early 20s with repeated listenings. It is so hauntingly beautiful. But once I had children of my own, I could never listen to it again. We'll do this together. Here is the translation of the song we'll hear, third in the cycle. "When thy mother dear oft times enters here, and I turn to greet her, or I haste to meet her, not on her sad face do I fix my gaze. First mine eyes seek lower toward the threshold of the door, there where they in vain would trace thy sweet infant face, as in times of yours when father would rejoice to hear his child's sweet voice. When thy mother dear oft times enters here, with the light comes near me, then, methinks, I hear thee, hear thine infant tread, footsteps pattering near me. O thou, life's boon, thy father's treasure, mother's pleasure too, thou light of joy art fled."